It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
What
hey
up, B?
Guys.
What's up, B?
Good morning.
How's it going?
I'm very happy to be here. How are you guys doing?
Well, you know, sitting here like champions.
Hey, I love it. You know, I love it.
That's what champions do.
All my teams
won this weekend, so I'm good.
Okay, so K-Mac's in a good mood.
What about you, Reese? Are your teams winning?
I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that on this Monday morning. Mm-hmm. So let's jump into it, you guys. Let's start off with some new music that released over the weekend. We got SZA, whose SoundCloud bop is officially streaming on all platforms. This song has been out for years on SoundCloud, but she has finally made it into an official song. It's entitled I Hate You, and it's a bop, and we love SZA. Yes. We also got... you guys might be into this. Kenny G's got a new album out called New Standards.
Okay, yeah. I like some Kenny G. Okay.
Yeah. I grew up listening to Kenny G. My dad listening to Kenny G. Mm. So I'm a fan, big fan. Soprano sax. Shout out to everybody who plays saxophone. I did in middle school.
Oh, you did?
I thought you would be more of a flute player.
Yes, exactly. Definitely like a flute player.
A flute player.
Yeah. You know, a clarinet or
the
something.
Flute. I mean, you know what? I can't front on the flute because the flute has made a comeback with Lizzo. So, you know, I can't hate on the flute. The flute. Respect to the flute. Who else got some new music? Mary J. Blige has some new music out. And she actually has a new video called Good Morning Gorgeous.
Matter of fact, you know what? You say that because I heard that song the first time. I said, that sounds like it's new, Good Morning Gorgeous. I heard the song. Nice song, by the way.
Yeah, and the video is even nicer. You know, this is real grown woman music, and I love seeing Mary J. Blige in a happy place. I really do. And she looks amazing. She looks fantastic, by the way. And she also has another, speaking of amazing, her new song, her second single is called Amazing with DJ Khaled. And it's a DJ Khaled song, okay? It's like morning motivation. It's another one, you know, it's a bop, it's a feel good. It's a feel good bop. And, okay. You know, I can see myself getting dressed to this in the morning. So shout out to Mary J and DJ Khaled. Mary J still in this game. I mean, she's making moves on Power Book 2, doing fantastic there as well. So, you know, I really love her evolution. And, you know, since it's December, you know, we're in the month of December, it's Christmas. We have to note this. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas has officially made diamond status, and she is making history with the song. I mean, if Mariah Carey never made any other song, she would be good just because of All I Want for Christmas. Like, literally, the royalties, it just never ends.
Wow.
It never ends.
So that's kind of cool that you got a Christmas song that's, you know, every year.
It's timeless.
Yeah. That's like going to be forever, almost.
Forever.
Even a couple of days after that.
That's the temptation.
Do they have a Christmas song?
What?
Stop.
Okay, I'm sorry. Am I showing my age right now?
No, so you're being serious when you ask that question?
I actually am. They got to... Tell me what it is.
I'm not even talking to you anymore. It's based on that comment.
Oh, man. No, you can't do that.
We have to take this off.
Yeah, we'll take that offline.
Because you may say something else, and I may cringe even more.
They got a Christmas song?
Wait, which Christmas song? Refresh my memory.
Where your people, man? Where your people?
hey, Casey, can you find the song for me?
You got even KC back there.
When I hear it, I'm probably like, oh, my God. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cause we're gonna do a video on some songs and we thought about this one.
And we're gonna invite you in.
But apparently, if you don't know the damn song, how are we gonna invite you in to sing it?
You supposed to know.
I'm just saying.
The snowdrops keep falling. No, that's raindrops. Jesus, I tried to make a song out of something. I just remixed it.
Wait a minute. That's a five heartbeats. We talking about the Temptations. You got the Temptations with five heartbeats all messed up. Wasn't a real group.
I'm gonna have to look this up. Okay, I'm gonna have to look it up tomorrow. Lord have mercy. You know what?
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Moving right along.
Okay, what else you got?
Go ahead.
Y'all ain't gonna clown me on this Monday morning.
Yeah, let me ask you heard a song before, B-Night? You heard a song before?
Huh? Ooh. Oh, yes, I have. That's a Christmas song? I guess so, huh?
Well, he says Merry Christmas. He says Merry Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
He says Merry Christmas to you.
Does he? I didn't hear that
I mean, maybe it has something to do with, I don't know, Hanukkah or something. I don't know. but let's say it's Christmas right there.
It's a Kwanzaa song.
Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa to all of you. I mean, seriously.
I didn't hear the Merry Christmas part. Okay, I stand corrected.
Apparently.
The one time that I trip up on some music, you know, it's fine. It can happen. It can happen to anybody.
They got a song. That's just like... Hey, hold on, baby. Hey, that's like Chris Humphries, though, who married Kim Kardashian. That's a video out there?
What video?
Wait a minute, did he really say that?
Yes, he did.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, that's crazy.
In an NBA locker room.
That's wild.
What video?
I feel some kind of way.
And his mama showed it.
Oh, not his mom. Oh, my God. That had to be awkward.
Oh, but be nice. Anyway, be nice. You threw me off today. But anyway, what you got?
Oh, gosh. Okay, look. Well, maybe I can redeem myself with some of these movies coming out.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Actually, that have already aired. The Arthur Ashe documentary aired over the weekend on CNN. It's entitled Citizen Ashe, and it takes us through Arthur's life journey through his tennis career and his politics. To see how his politics have developed over time, according to Griot.com. So I'm looking forward to seeing this. And it also received a Rotten Tomatoes rating of 94%. So really looking forward to seeing that. It's available on Amazon, Google Play, YouTube, and Apple TV. So watch out for that if you guys are looking for, you know, something else to watch after King Richard, you know, if you're still in your tennis mode,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
But I think everybody should watch this. Everybody should watch the Arthur Ashe documentary.
Yeah,
period.
I agree.
Let's see what else we got. We got Halle Berry. Now Halle Berry's in the news. You know, it's time that we give her more flowers, okay? And not from and
for
not
what?
The,
for what?
For what? For Bruised, the movie on Netflix that actually reached number one on Netflix and number two globally. And it's her directorial debut. So shout out to her. It's actually about she's an over the hill MMA fighter and then her son comes back into her life. And so she's back in the ring. So it looks pretty dope. Me and my husband started watching it, but then we fell asleep. I know that's not saying much, but you know, we're old, so I still think it's probably going to be a good movie.
Saying that because she directed it, that's all.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I mean, the world is saying it globally, number two. Like, come on,
I'm about to watch that. I saw it pop up, but I didn't click on it. I was watching Harlem on Prime Video. That's awesome. Have you seen that one yet?
I've heard of it. I heard of it.
It is awesome.
Okay,
yeah.
Harlem. All right, I'm gonna have to check that out. I did read about that recently. What's the plot again? Remind me.
You got four African American women. It's kind of like Sex in the City, going through the different things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. So I will definitely tune into that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Halle Berry giving her some more flowers. Love that for her. Let's see. And our social media most wanted for this for over the weekend is Joan Osteen's Lakewood Church. They want to know where that money came from.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. What you mean?
They bought the old compact center arena, whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, okay, so the backstory is that this plumber called into a Houston radio show and they were talking about some of the strangest things that they found like on the job. And so this plumber called in 4 weeks ago and said that he found $600,000 in checks and money in envelopes in the walls of the Lakewood Church. And a lot of people are speculating that this is from a 2014 theft that Lakewood Church reported, that they had $600 missing from the church, you know, from the church plate. And now they think they have found it. However, Lakewood Church has not confirmed the plumber's account of the story, and they haven't really, you know, offered any statement, but are cooperating with Houston police. So this is a story that's brewing. So, yeah.
So
I am my, what do you say? I am my Bob. What's what are you gonna say? Yes. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I am what it says.
I am so what it says it is. Something like that, yeah, right.
So it had to be either the world's dumbest criminals.
Oh yeah.
Or just it was just misplaced because they must have known there ain't nowhere in the hill, nowhere you gonna cash $600,000 worth of checks.
Checks, right.
Facts. You know, it was an inside job, but I know somebody in Lakewood is punching the air right now.
But hold on,
punching the air.
But inside job, again, it should not be an inside. Even on TV, they never take the checks.
They always take the cash.
You always take the cash, even on TV.
Like, what you gonna do? You gonna go in the, you gonna get a deposit slip and walk in the bank? And what you gonna drop all those checks in there? Are you getting
$600,000 now? Not well, 60.
Like, you got to see ID. Two forms of ID.
You got 1,400 checks.
Oh, Lord.
All made out to Lakewood. Wow. He said, Mr. Lakewood. Are you Mr. Lakewood? Yeah, I'm Mr. Lakewood.
Mr. Lakewood.
I was just like, come on.
Cannot.
I don't know. But that's interesting. Okay.
Yes, very interesting story. So, you know, we're probably going to be seeing some more of that. Somebody probably going to jail. You know, hey, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. But yeah, somebody's mad. Somebody is mad at that plumber. But yeah, so that is my stories over the weekend, you guys. And, you know, I always love spending my Monday mornings with you all.
Likewise. And by the way, why don't you spend the rest of your morning go look up some damn Temptations music songs? How about that? So
touché. Touché. Okay.
I'm gonna tell you something right now. You did it. And you went to school where? Where'd you go to school?
HBCU, baby.
I wanted to say it loud.
Yeah, say it loud. That's a good point. Say it loud.
Where did you go to school?
Where'd you go?
Florida A&M, okay.
They rolling
they
over right now.
The amphitheater they... after Will Packer, okay? The Performing Arts Center after Will Packer. That's your name. Yes. That's where I went.
You better ask them if you still went there.
I know.
Look, I gotta go.
Bye,
y'all. Have a good one.
Wow. Yeah.